You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
We want to talk about how you can worship God no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing as your profession. Listen, you can glorify God with your life 24 hours a day. It's not limited to a couple of hours on any given, you know, day of the week. You can live and glorify God all 7 days a week, all 24 hours if you'd like. And you don't have to wait till one day of the week. You don't have to let it boil down to just one day for a couple of hours to say, I'm going to glorify God. Listen, you can live a lifestyle that glorifies the Lord. And in fact, we actually talked about it on the Torch. It's called My Life, His Glory. And just take a look at that, and we really encourage you. But I want you to listen to an all-star baseball player. I mean, who would have thought that just a sport or, you know, an activity like that, you can worship God? But I want you to listen to his story and listen how he approaches the game.
Chase Headley is among baseball's new emerging all-stars.
Not flashy by any means. I would say serious, hard-nosed, passionate. I cherish, you know, the moment. I love what I do.
He's had to. The San Diego Padres third baseman survived four major league seasons before finally delivering on his long-awaited potential.
It's a learning curve. I mean, you come into the league and obviously you're confident, you know what you can do, but you're also playing against the best players in the world every day. And, you know, it takes a while to get used to that. You got to keep working. You got to be diligent in your work, improve a little bit each and every day.
Chase had a career year last season, hitting 31 home runs and leading the National League in runs batted in. He's now among the game's elite, both offensively and defensively, becoming just the eighth National League third baseman ever to win both the Gold Glove and Silver Slugger Award in the same season.
It was a breakout year for me, but you know what I always thought I could do. Hadn't shown it in the big leagues, but it felt great to get there.
So what makes this Major League Silver Slugging third baseman unique? For Chase Headley, it's his power source, where it comes from, and how he uses it.
You know, God didn't make us to be, you know, passive, timid people. Baseball, for me, is a form of worship, and I expect to go out there and win and compete and play as hard as I possibly can.
Circle back to that. Explain that. How is it an act of worship?
Worship isn't just singing songs or dancing or whatever it is. Anything that we do can be an act of worship. You know, I think it's important that we realize that. And those days you go out there where you don't feel good, you know, you're a little bit tired, you don't feel like being there, whatever it is, or on the practice field, you know, that's where I go to. You know, I say, hey, man, this is, I'm doing this for God today. Whatever it is, you know, I'm taking ground balls in the backfield. Hey, I'm doing this for Jesus. And that gives me that little extra drive to, you know, to stay focused.
That focus first came as a high school freshman when a neighbor and teammate invited Chase to his house for a Fellowship of Christian Athletes event.
The message was on salvation, and you know, just really felt a spiritual pull, you know, in that direction. I mean, it was it was clear that I was supposed to be there at that time, and really turned my life over to Christ that night.
His reputation as a team first player and locker room leader is respected among teammates, coaches, and opponents.
You have a chance to be a light. It's the relationships you build, it's caring about other people, how you deal with adversity, with failure. And the best part about it is when you don't even say anything about it and somebody approaches you and says, hey man, I see something a little bit different about you. You know, just the peace that you have to deal with ups and downs, or, you know, each and every day, you're just a consistent, influence in our clubhouse. And what is it? And then you get the opportunity to open up and say it.
The baseball veteran is using his platform to encourage and inspire others.
For me, you know, it's just to share the gospel. I mean, I think that's the most important thing I can do. I think God put me in this position for that purpose. And, I just want to live that out for him.
His recent success is making a name for himself, but he's quick to deflect the credit, even with a post-home run gesture.
Circle the bases. Next time I watch that, what's going through your mind, what's going through your heart?
It's just thanking God for giving me the opportunity to play the game, to have an impact, you know, just again, it's a worship saying, you know, I love you. This is about you. You know, this is not about me. You know, I look at it to take the spotlight off me and to put it on God. And that's where I want, you know, I want to be a mirror. I want it to, you know, whoever looks at me to see Christ.
His profession rewards with notoriety and money. But Chase has grabbed a faith that empowers his life and career.
You know, for me, you know, I always thought looking up, you know, man, if I could ever make it to the major leagues, you know, my life is going to be complete. And I can tell you, it's not any different than it was before, other than the fact that I have Christ in my life. And, you know, that's what completes me. That's what gives me the sense of, you know, peace, my sense of purpose. You've done something so bad that nobody can forgive you. Well, there's one person that can forgive you, and that's Jesus Christ.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Here's a guy who, I mean, understand that this is not just your average player. This guy led the league last year with 31 home runs. That is very impressive. And runs batted in, that's RBIs. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's he is not only hitting home runs, but he's bringing runners that were on base to score. Not mm-hmm. only did he phenomenally at the bat, which is scoring, but then he got a Golden Glove Award. And the Golden Glove Award is given to the best player every year in that position mm-hmm. for fielding, mm-hmm. for, you know, no errors and that type of stuff. So on both sides of the field, if you will, he has just been a phenomenal player, and he credits the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important, because sometimes you can get caught in some sort of a mindset or a rut that says, I'm just going to my job. I'm just going to do time to make the donuts. You know, right, the old right. Dunkin' Donut commercial. You know what yeah. I'm saying? It's time to do the donuts. It's time to do whatever. And you get in your car, you got your cup of coffee, and you're headed. And Sunday, you're dreading. Already, come Sunday morning, you're already dreading Monday morning. You can't even enjoy the weekend
mm-hmm.
because you're going to this place, maybe this place you call your job, and there's no sense of purpose, no sense of direction. It's just that, you know, I'm working just to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8, 9, maybe even 10 hours of your day that for you right now, if this is you, seems to be wasted. And let me tell you something, that if you're a believer, you can reclaim every single hour of your life. You know, Colossians tells us to do our work as if we're doing it unto the Lord. Think about that you can do your work, whatever your work is, as if you're doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, God wants us to do things with excellence. He wants us to do things with honor. And that means that if you're sweeping the floor, you're going to sweep the floor mm-hmm. unto the glory of God.
That's right.
If you're doing your homework, you're going to try to do it unto the glory of God. Whatever that is, it changes your whole perspective on life, because you're not just going now working a job or working for a boss or a supervisor, but really you're working as unto the Lord. And it's really powerful, because I think that many people believers have taken the mindset that maybe, you know, the only thing that happens spiritual in my life is what happens maybe on a Sunday morning, you know, in America.
Right.
But this rest of the stuff that I do all week is just a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think many people feel defeated
mm-hmm.
and think, well, man, you know, does God even, you know, see that I'm doing this, or I'm working at this job, or, you right. know, or, you know, if a mechanic is turning wrenches all day underneath the car, does God not care about that?
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. If he's a believer and he loves the Lord, he's doing that unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he can do it unto his glory. And I want to encourage you, just like this baseball player, that he's there playing sports. He's doing, you know, phenomenal. And I love this. What the interviewer was doing, so he was pointing up in the sky every time he hits a home run. And we've seen people do that. We've all seen people do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to give glory to God or whatever, and they weren't believers, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's something powerful when a genuine person who is a believer, there's fruit in their life that says they know Jesus, maybe like a Tim Tebow who kneels down or you know, another athlete. But this athlete says he points up to the sky after hitting a home run to take the glory off of himself
right.
and to put it back where the glory belongs, and it's God.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you today that as you're doing your work and you start being recognized and you can always deflect that glory right back to the Lord. It's what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
We're supposed to be like the moon. You know, the moon doesn't have any glory of its own. It doesn't have any light of its own. It's actually reflecting the glory of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we are called to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really get a hold of this revelation, it will revolutionize your life as a believer, because you're not going to a job of dread. I mean, do you remember that? I remember that in my life. It's
miserable.
Miserable. I mean, you can't even enjoy the weekend or whatever, because you're going to in your mind, you still got locked down, thinking I'm going to this job.
Mm-hmm.
But how much can that change your whole paradigm when you embrace the fact that, man, I'm doing this unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to worship God in my work, and I want to do with excellence and with character. Mm-hmm. And how many times did that get the attention of a supervisor or somebody?
It'll totally make you feel better about yourself, knowing that you're going out there and you're doing this. You know, I've always tried to teach my kids this, but you do everything to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I tell them that very scripture you're talking about. You do everything as if you're doing it unto the Lord himself.
Yeah.
And it'll cause you to want to take pride in what you're doing. And then when you do it and you look at what you've done, and knowing that no matter what it was, you've done it to the best of your ability, you can be proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not proud of what you've just done, you know, you lose confidence. You lose self-esteem, you know, it just causes you to maybe have a different outlook.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You could embrace that, and I know you didn't mean this, but probably you're satisfied with what you've done, because you know you've done it unto the Lord. You're not taking pride in yourself.
Right.
You're honoring the fact to say, wow, this was done with excellence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of that wasn't for, so I can get the attention, but it was so that, wow, God, look, I did this. It was good. Mm-hmm. It came out right. It came out good. And it's my way of showing you that I love you. And
you're worshiping God with your talents.
Yeah.
You know, this is what God has given me.
Yeah.
You know, this is a talent that he's given me, so I'm putting it to use. I'm worshiping God with what he's given. And that's what worship is. You give back to God with what he's given you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given you these talents to do, you know, run the soundboard, you know, talk on the radio, whatever your job is, that's what you're doing. And you're just,
cook, clean, whatever.
Right. You're worshiping God by doing that.
Yeah.
To the best of your, you know, ability that he's given you, the strength.
It's powerful because, like you said, it makes you feel really good.
Right. Yeah. Really, it's just amazing. When you realize who you're doing it for, the whole perspective changes. I mean, you're just, your focus is not on yourself. It's right. On him now.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do this because whatever I'm doing reflects either poorly on him or it's going to reflect good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so good because every day now you can, and this worship is engaged worship. I mean, you have to engage yourself every day. You don't run on a default, you know, okay, I'm just going to do this. It gives you an opportunity, not only by the day, but by the hour. You know, break your days up in halves, before lunch, after lunch, but reset yourself. You have to intentionally reset yourself because we forget. But don't let the enemy rob you from it. Reset yourself. Write it down. Put it on your timer, your phone, whatever you got to do, and say, I want to do this back unto the glory of God. Because when we glorify the Lord and we start doing this in these areas, we become so familiar and we get in a routine of saying, hey, my whole life, this is what I'm about. It's amazing how it'll begin to spill over in other areas of your life, and not just in your work, but then in how you treat others, how you treat your neighbor, your business transactions, everything you'll want to do, you know, unto his glory, your family, your finances, your business, all these different areas. And what will happen is that this huge glory cloud will come all around you in all these areas, in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your personal accountability, in your entrustments, and no one will be able to see you anymore, but they'll be able to see Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
This glory cloud will emanate, you know, will just radiate off of you, and they'll be seeing Jesus. And that's what people are really looking for these days. They're looking for folks that are walking the walk, not just talking the talk, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah,
and your walk has to line up with your talk, and nothing speaks more than your fruit, because that shows that, man, look, this is this is the real deal. I love God, and I'm not just not going to talk about it, but I'm actually going to be about it.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.